Hi, this is Paul Jindrasiak with Sunday Morning Town Square, and we're in the studio with Josh Deppenbrock. Josh is the founder and owner of GRNow.com. GRNow is celebrating its 7th anniversary in May. How are you doing today, Josh?
Good. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. So you've had a lot of success with GRNow over the last 7 years. How did you get rolling with things?
Well, basically, I graduated from Calvin in 2002 and couldn't find a job right away and ended up getting my real estate license. And it was right about that time that you could start paying for the Google searches and have them lead back to your website. So I created a website to get leads off the internet, find buyers and stuff, and added a little bit of Grand Rapids info to that site. And, you know, as I was doing the research for that, realized that there really wasn't anything out there. And so I started collecting restaurant info. And the more info I got, I realized, hey, this can be a separate site from the real estate thing. And so it really started as a restaurant directory, kind of like a side site that I was doing during the real estate thing. And then, you know, real estate is always a tough market. There's always a lot of competition. I think there were 3,000 other realtors at the same time as me in 2003, okay. 2002. So I thought, you know what, there's either 3,000 people I can compete against or one person that I can compete, or no one, basically. You know,
so nobody else was doing anything similar at that time.
There was nothing out there, you know, no restaurant directory. And so it really started as that. And then slowly but surely, I added some event info to the homepage and then caught the attention of a local programmer who was making an event calendar.
Okay.
And it was like, hey, we want to test this out. We haven't tried it anywhere yet. Do you want to be the test for this piece of software?
Sure.
And it was the event calendar that's still up there today. And it allowed me to go from having a few events to thousands of events. And that's really when the site began to take off.
Now, had you had any experience in print or traditional media before that, or was this your first foray into media?
That was the first foray. And okay. Actually, I didn't really have any background in websites for the most part either. So when I started making the real estate site and then eventually what became GRNow, it was pretty much reading books and looking online of how to use HTML and how to create a website. So it was definitely very clunky. It was, you know, nowhere near where it is today, but it was just kind of like that first prototype, and it was all programming that I did on my own that I
okay.
kind of learned.
As so you really dove in at the deep end of everything.
I did. I felt like there was a real opportunity because sure. even then you could kind of see, you know, well, the internet obviously is taking over and, you know, what's going to happen to publications and print? Are they going to be around forever? And is there a niche there? And that's really what kind of kept me motivated, was thinking, hey, here's an opportunity that seems like it's just going to get better as time goes on and these
sure.
other kind of traditional media outlets fade away.
Now, you came here from the Milwaukee area to go to Calvin College. Why not go back to that area and start something? Why Grand Rapids?
You know, part of it was we moved a lot when I was a kid, and my dad worked for a bank, and it was expanding rapidly in the 80s and 90s. And so we got transferred a lot to where these new locations were. And so, you know, I moved from Ohio in two places to Texas to Milwaukee. And I just, you know, I liked Calvin. I came to Calvin and was, you know, decided that I feel like there's more opportunities for me in mm-hmm. Grand Rapids. And I kind of wanted to not move. You know, I kind
okay.
of wanted to decide on my own, hey,
sure.
I want to live in Grand Rapids, or I want to pick the place where I'm going to live
okay.
now, you know, because we did move so much. So, and then it just seemed like there was a good opportunity, especially as kind of the website developed, because Grand Rapids is kind of like this medium-sized city where there's enough going on that not everybody knows what's going on, but it's not something so hard to manage. And the
right.
bigger the city, the more info there is to collect,
sure.
and Milwaukee is significantly bigger than Grand Rapids. So it just seemed like it was a better opportunity, better test market. You know, I had more contacts here, you
mm-hmm.
know, that I had built going to college, so it just
sure.
seemed like it made sense.
So what were some of the things that attracted you to Grand Rapids to want to stay here?
Well, I think it was kind of the community in and around Calvin and
mm-hmm.
my friends and stuff through that. And then, you know, as I got to, it was kind of, you know, I was kind of exploring the city on my own. I was in a new city. I hadn't, like when you're at Calvin, you really don't go outside of the bubble of 28th Street and Easttown and
okay.
East Grand Rapids. And there's a lot more to Grand Rapids than that. And it was kind of fun doing the real estate stuff where, you know, you go to these different neighborhoods and different areas and you get a different, you know, I wasn't really seeing that scene, and it was kind of, you know, fun. And I think it kind of built an appreciation
okay.
for this city. And, you know, fortunately, what's really helped is Grand Rapids obviously has really had a rebirth.
Right.
And that's been steadily gaining momentum since the late 90s. You know, like when I was in college from 98 to 2002, downtown was not really a place that you went to. Like Van Andel Arena was there,
right.
but that was pretty much it.
Sure.
You know, and That's totally changed. Now downtown is the place everyone right. wants to go to. So it's kind of been fun to build an appreciation for the city and then watch it grow and expand and energize and have this momentum over the last 5-10 years.
So you kind of took on the role of as a explorer. You could kind of see things differently and kind of wanted to present that the way that you did with grnow.com.
Yeah, and really, especially when it came to events, because you know Grand Rapids kind of had the reputation of Bland Rapids, that there wasn't really a lot
right.
going on. And there's definitely more going on now than when I started the site, but it was more of a matter of this info is just sitting around and it's not being collected and put in one
right.
place. So people think it's bland or boring, but it's just because they don't know everything that's going on.
Sure.
So the calendars help bring that together and say,
sure.
there really is a lot of stuff going on. There's all these nightlife events, there's culture events, there's museum events, there's all these different things that are happening. Look at the buzz that we have now when it's all in one place.
People just didn't know where to go for that.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, you have print publications that reported some of that stuff, but they're just mm-hmm. limited by the amount of print space they have. So
right.
Grand Rapids Magazine could only have so much space. The Grand Rapids Press, some of the places needed, you know, some of the monthly mags need a 6-week lead time. But a lot of the interesting things that happen or events that come out
right.
maybe are a week before or a day before, you know, when you're online, there really isn't a limit to what you can do. So
right.
you can put as much information out there and
sure.
hit all those little niche areas instead of the main
stuff.
Well,
a younger on-the-go generation maybe wasn't going to seek it out in those locations. Or you know, just as you said, a lot of those things popped up pretty frequently.
Yeah, and I mean, the whole mobile thing and being able to access the information from your phone on the go is a perfect fit for the site.
You sure. know?
And that really didn't exist 7 years ago. I think I had like a Trio way back in the day, and it was
okay.
so spotty even getting the internet and loading a web page and stuff on there. And I mean, that is completely transformed between apps and
right.
you know, being able to hop directly online. And you know, people are usually on the go or out somewhere when they want to find something to do, and so that's been a perfect fit.
Right. Well, there's that instant gratification of it, being able to find something right then and there.
Yeah, especially as the gas prices have gone up and people are like, well, I want to plan more and not just drive around looking for something because it costs too much to do that. So why not look it up for free and plan in advance?